Hi, you're listening to the My Body, My Story podcast.
Make self-care a top priority and don't leave it until your kids are older, because it's just absolutely crucial in everything with relationships and your health as you're getting older. It's just so much easier to start looking after yourself as much as you can when you're younger.
This is the 45 over 45 chapter, where we celebrate rule breakers and role models, the women who inspire us to live life our way and to show their sensuality, beauty, soul, and true essence. Here we talk about what it's like to be 45 plus, adjusting to the changes that come with time, and we'll listen to the stories of our participants. If you have an interesting story to share, we'd love for you to participate. You can email us on info@alexandrawalker.com, and that's Alexandra spelled with a KS, or visit our website, alexandrawalker.com.
Hi, Maria. Welcome to our studio and welcome to our project. And while you're sitting in the makeup chair and Diana is doing makeup for you, I'll be asking you a few questions. And tell us a bit about yourself.
Yeah, hi, thank you for having me. So I'm 47, I have a 19-year-old son. I am an accountant, administration manager, but just recently I've decided on a career change and became certified as a results coach and just about to start up my own coaching business that I'm really excited about. And I love traveling, trying new things, lots of new adventures. And just a passion for learning.
So what are you most passionate about?
So most passionate about is the learning side and helping other people. So that's why I decided to move into coaching, because a year and a half ago, I got diagnosed with ADHD. And so that's been an amazing journey, learning all about that. And I just really want to help other adults with ADHD just realize that it's not even about surviving with ADHD, it's about thriving. And, you know, you can have an amazing life with ADHD. You just need to change your mindset, learn some strategies that work for you, and just, you know, use your strengths. So, yeah, I'm just, you know, really keen and moving in that direction and helping other people just like me realize their potential and not be held back by it.
So you said that you just gone through the coaching course, and have you started your practice or practicing it or what?
No, I haven't yet. That wasn't not long ago. I haven't set anything up yet. I'm in the process of it. Maybe after the Christmas break, I'll get it all happening.
Okay, perfect. So let's talk about age and changes which come with age, and what positive changes have you experienced so far?
It's more realizing that you don't need to worry about other people's opinions of yourself. Your opinion of yourself is the only one that counts, and just spending time on self-awareness, working at what you want out of life, and it's all about you, making yourself a priority. Like when you're younger, you just seem to worry about more what other people think, and then getting older, you realise, well, no, it's more about me now.
And what is the biggest challenge at the moment?
I guess my biggest challenge at this age is I'm almost divorced, so starting a new relationship, and I haven't had a first date since I was 20, and now I'm having a first date at 47, and my 20-year-old body is quite different to my 47-year-old body, so that's a bit daunting. But it is what it is, and you just use what you've got.
So what can you describe your greatest accomplishment so far?
So 6 months ago, so my husband and I have been separated for 2 years, but 6 months ago, we sold our house and we both moved away from each other. And 2 days later, I was made redundant from work. And pretty soon after, we went into lockdown. So I pretty much had nothing at that point. And I just decided to use that time and thought it was a great opportunity to really get to know myself, who I am, what did I want. And the things that I've achieved in just 6 months, like personal development and personal growth, mm-hmm. is more than I have done in my whole entire life. So it's been a busy 6 months. Just really focused on pushing myself outside my comfort zone, which is why I'm doing this. So, yeah, I bought myself an apartment, started a new relationship, just, 180-degree turn. I'm nowhere near the person I was 6 months ago.
Seems like you had a very productive lockdown.
I did. I made the most of it.
Good on you. And if you could travel back in time and meet your 30-year-old self, what advice would you give her?
Believe in yourself and you'll be unstoppable. Don't let anyone tell you who you are. You know who you are yourself.
And what advice would you give younger women who will eventually undergo these changes, they reach this age and undergo the changes?
Make self-care a top priority and don't leave it until your kids are older, because it's just absolutely crucial in everything with relationships and your health as you're getting older. Mm-hmm. It's just so much easier to start looking after yourself as much as you can when you're younger.
Mm-hmm. So if we will talk about the body image and perfect body image, where do you think this idea comes from?
I think it's just brought down from generation to generation. It's always been there. It's nothing new. Yeah, it's just, I suppose now we've got more technology and magazines, but I think it's always been there. I think it's always been a focus and just keeps carrying down from, one person to the next generation.
And what is your perfect body? What is your idea of a perfect body? What do you think is perfect body for you?
Whatever you feel comfortable in. Whatever you feel healthy in, when you can move around and feel great about yourself, then that's the perfect body for you.
Was it always like that? You had this thought always?
No. No. I was very skinny when I was in my 20s, and now I'm double the size. Well, I have lost a bit of weight, but yeah, there's a lot of, not feeling confident in myself. So, but it is what it is now, and make the most of the bits that you do like.
So what does it mean to you, feeling good and looking good? What do you think comes first?
Well, when you're feeling good, it makes you look good because it comes out in your eyes, in your smile, in your skin. Mm. So you can't look good if you don't feel good. And I think being sexy, it's what you feel inside. How you feel. I think being sexy is an energy. It's not a look. So you've got that happy, confident energy. You look sexy.
That's true. And what makes you feel the most beautiful?
When I'm doing whatever I want, I feel free and safe to be my authentic self, and I'm not worrying about what anyone else is thinking about what I'm saying or doing. Just the freedom to be me.
Do you have any favorite quote or saying, or maybe it's a thought about being a woman?
Probably just the most basic is you are enough.
The most basic and the most important one.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Maria, for joining our project and sharing your thoughts and your story. And I hope you will enjoy the rest of the day in your photo shoot. And welcome again.
I'm sure I will. Thank you so much for having me.
If you have an interesting story to share, we'd love for you to participate. You can email us on info@alexandrawalcott.com, and that's Alexandra spelled with a KS, or visit our website, alexandrawalcott.com.